Russell Canning from NHExit.com has requested that I dictate or that I read this post from forum.shiresociety.com so that he can make a mini podcast out of it. The post is by me and it reads like this, quote, NH Free 2023, Independence Drive begins. Exec summary here. Ridley Report 2. Updated August 21st, 2021. Quote, around August 1st, 2021, various NH radio hosts offered to reimburse the public for the roughly $2,000 taxpayer expense of placing independence legislation before the State House. This enabled others to contact state reps and ask them to submit such legislation without forcing all the taxpayers to underwrite it. NH State Reps Mike Sylvia and Matthew Santanastasso then gallantly joined the process, our email list, and two conference calls, which you can hear in the radio hosts link below. Internal consensus favors a proposed amendment to the NH Constitution, mainly because this is the only way to let all New Hampshireites vote on it. Latest wording below, as of late August, it constitutes a declaration of independence. We're reaching out to other reps, asking them to join our communications, step away from hacking at the branches for a bit, and co-sponsor this peaceable but root-striking proposal. As of August 21st, five state reps have joined the Independence Amendment email discussion list. However, that does not definitely mean all five support the amendment. You can contact reps here and ask them to become co-sponsors. The filing deadline is around mid-September. Most of the discussion has been on radio, Facebook, Telegram, Jitsi, email. Background details here. Latest conference call. A key trigger for this act of hopeful desperation was the excessive and commerce-killing series of Fed raids on Bitcoin activists around New Hampshire in March. But independence is a Rorschach. You see in it your own grievances. Maybe you see Washington's torture chamber at Bagram Air Force Base or its unconstitutional gun restrictions. Maybe you see its toxic spills turning rivers orange or its unshrinkable million-page list of mostly victimless forbidden acts. Whatever you see, with your help and a bit more unpopular overstep by the central government, we can remove this list so that it never hangs over our heads again. Update 821. Someone has set up a website for the Independence Amendment, nhexit.us. Pre-existing sites, nhexit.org, nhexit.com, nhindependence.org.